بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. The next stage of Akhirah, which is the final stage for the believers, is entrance into Jannah. Allah has prepared the most wonderful enjoyments and the greatest of pleasures in Jannah. Allah Himself declares, أَعْدَدْتُ لِعِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحِينَ مَا لَا عِينٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. I have prepared such pleasures for my pious servants that no eye has ever seen anything like it, no ear has ever heard of anything like it. The imagination of these pleasures have never crossed the mind of any single human being. The Quran and the Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam have given us a detailed description of Jannah. Here only a few Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam have been quoted, just to give us some kind of idea what Allah has prepared for us. As for the beauty of the men and women in Jannah, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained, the first group of men who will enter into Jannah, their faces will be shining like the 14th full moon. To those who follow behind them, their faces will be shining like the brightest star which can be found in the sky. As for the woman of Jannah, if one woman of Jannah had to just peep into this world, Allah has blessed them with such beauty and such luminance in their face that the entire space between the heavens and the earth will brighten up just by her peeping at the world from that great distance away. And just by her peeping, the entire heavens and earth will fill up with the most beautiful fragrance. The scarf on her head is so valuable that if you have to collect all of the money in the world and try to pay the price of that one scarf, the money in the world will be too little to pay the price of that scarf. What will the people do in Jannah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, the people of Jannah, يَأْكُلُونَ فِيهَا وَيَشْرَبُونَ. They will enjoy themselves in eating and drinking. There will be no question of urine and stool, nor of saliva and spit. A caller will announce, إِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَصِحُوا فَلَا تَسْقَمُوا أَبَدًا. Ya in Jannah, you will have such a life. You will remain healthy, you will never become sick. You will live forever, you will never die. You will remain young, you will never become old. You will enjoy yourselves in comfort and luxury. You will never go through any sort of difficulty. The buildings of Jannah, the palaces of Jannah, one brick will be of gold, the next of silver. The cement to join the bricks together will be pure musk. There will be pebbles on the lawn. These pebbles will be pearls and rubies. And the sand on the lawn will be of saffron. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless people with wonderful palaces made out of emerald and sapphire. Huge palaces, months journey from the one side to the other. People in Jannah will be blessed with 80,000 servants, all of them who will obey your each and every single command. In Jannah, there will be seas and oceans, a sea of water, a sea of honey, a sea of milk, a sea of wine, permissible wine. And from those seas, then rivers will branch out. They will flow into your garden. As you are sitting next to your tree, in your garden, you will be able to take a scoop out of that water. You will enjoy yourself with these rivers, which are flowing in your gardens. The trees of Jannah, the trunks of them will be out of gold. They will be so huge that if a rider has to ride in its shade for 100 years, in 100 years he will not be able to traverse, to cover the distance of that tree shade. There will be the most amazing vehicles in Jannah. A sahabi asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will there be horses in Jannah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you wish, Allah will allow you to ride on horses made out of red rubies. This horse will take you wherever you wish in Jannah. Whatever kind of pleasure you can imagine, you will be granted in Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless man with a life like this year. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of preparing for such a wonderful life. Inshallah, we will continue.